the word of God becomes an anchor for our soul. The word of God becomes a rock on which we can rest and to which we can cling in the time when the storms of life will beat upon us, as they will do. Jude said, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Trouble is on every hand. But no matter what the trouble is, the word of the Lord is able to stand against that trouble. The power of God is able to be a stronghold against that trouble. And so for a moment, we would like you to turn to the book of Nahum, and we'll help you find it. If you turn to the Old Testament, there is Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk. Nahum, chapter 1, 7. It's been a long time since I have touched on the book of Nahum, and this verse particularly stands out and appeals to me in this hour. And I know that what God does is when he causes a word to touch his servant, that word is generally for his servant and also for those who will be hearing him whenever, wherever, at whatever time. And the point is, the word of God will never return void to God, but it will accomplish whatever purpose God has in mind for it. And so we are looking at Nahum chapter 1 and verse number 7. Let me read it for you. It's divided into three parts, three distinct parts, and you can see that clearly as you read Nahum chapter 1 and verse number 7. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Now these words are so clear, so plain, and so powerful that none can miss the message they contain. First, the Lord is good. And I realize that the Lord cannot be anything else but good. He is good in nature. He is good in all he does. He is good in all his plans. He is good in all the plans he has for those who love him. God is good all around. As I said before, he cannot be anything else. God is a good God. Every heartache he understands. There are healing powers, there are miracles in the touch of his wonderful hand. What he has done for others, he will do for you, if you only believe and trust him too. For God is a good God, and his goodness he will show to you. So God is good. He cannot be anything else. If you have him as your friend, as your partner, as your master, as your king, as your source, as your friend, if you have him as such, you will experience from him nothing but good. He is so good, and he is so powerful and so mighty that if you love him, he will make all things to work together for your good. Why? Because he himself is good, and he will work what is good for those who attach themselves to him, who cling to him, who hold on to him, who follow him, who love him, who serve him. God is such a good God. So Nahum says, the Lord is good. Secondly, Nahum says in chapter 1 and verse 7, he says, the Lord is a stronghold in the day of trouble. A stronghold is a place of refuge and safety in the time of trouble, in the time of disturbances, in the time of war, in the time of conflict. The Lord is a stronghold in the day of trouble. When trouble comes around, people find an arid shelter. They find these countries that experience times of war, they have facilities on the ground where whenever the bomb begins to drop, they would run and find shelter in the arid shelters located mostly on the ground. So the prophet says, God is not only good, but he is a stronghold in the day of trouble. He is a hiding place. He is a refuge. When Israel was escaping from Egypt, when God was bringing them out of Egypt, they got to a situation where this Red Sea was before them, and Pharaoh and his army were chasing them with chariots and horses, and Israel was on foot. But beloved, God made a way of escape by creating a pathway across the sea, causing the sea to halt in its flow, and causing a road of dry land to appear for Israel to cross over. You see, in the day of trouble, God is a hiding place. In the day of trouble, God is a refuge. In the day of trouble, God is your strength. In the day of trouble, God is a barrier of protection. He is everything necessary to keep you, to shelter you, to protect you, and to defend you. I was referring the other night, one of our listeners, faithful listeners, referring her to a scripture in the book of Psalms 34 that says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. Do you know that 24/7 you and I have an angel of the Lord, and not an angel, but the angel of the Lord encamping round about us to deliver us from our evil? You say, but how sometimes you land in trouble? Think of the kind of trouble you would have landed in if you didn't have that angel. He would have been bigger trouble. God knows what he's doing. His angel encamps round about those who fear him. So he's not only a good God, but he's also a stronghold in the day of trouble. Then this part, the last part of that verse is interesting. It says, and he knoweth them that trust in him. He knoweth them that trust in him. People who trust in the Lord know that they must be sincerely trusting in the Lord. God will not be deceived. He will not just listen to words. God looks for and he sees your faith and mine. If we believe, he knows. If we don't believe, he also knows. If we say we believe and we don't, he knows. The Lord looks deep beyond our words. He sees the state of our heart. He sees the quality and the depth of our faith. The Bible says, he knoweth those that put their trust in him. He knoweth them that trust in him. So tonight, I encourage you, put your trust in the Lord. Rest that case in God's hand. An old song, to hear them singing, take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Give to Jesus all your wants and cares, for he is a friend indeed and supplieth every need. Leave your burden at the place of prayer. And Jesus did say, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest your case on him who gives you rest. He knows you. He knows your need. He knows your pain. He is moved with compassion. He empathizes with you. The scripture says, for we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He has touched with the feelings of our infirmities, for he was tempted in all points, yet without sin. Just as how you are being tried and tested, he too was tried. He too was tested, and he came out with flying colors. He understands. My Jesus understands, and he knows what I go through and what you are going through. He knows. He feels. He cares. And he is concerned. So Nahum has a beautiful little secret here. And it is still not a secret, for it is written for all to see. The Lord is good. The Lord is a stronghold in the day of trouble. And the Lord knoweth them that trust in him. No doubt, you are trusting in him for and with your need. And with this particular need and this particular concern that you are facing at this time, he knows. He will take care of you because he's good. He wouldn't make a promise that he cannot keep. What he has promised with his lips, he will perform with his hands. He's a miracle-working God. Don't put anything beyond him that is good. He stands for good. He is very good. And he will meet your every need. With the scripture in mind, with our hearts embracing this verse of scripture here in Nahum chapter 1 and verse number 7. As we embrace this scripture, let us pray for any need you may be facing in this hour. Our Father and our God, we stand on your promises. Your word is true. Your word is ever true. Your word does not fail. It cannot fail, and it will not fail. Your word tells us you are good. We believe this. We know this. We glorify you because of this. Your word tells us you are a stronghold in the day of trouble. for so many on this line at this moment. They are facing real trouble. It is a big problem to them. But Lord, it is not a big problem to you. Nothing is too hard for you. You can heal the sick. You can raise the dead. You can comfort those with a broken heart. You can heal organs that have deteriorated. You can heal conditions that the body has compromised because of age or because of time or because of weakness. There's nothing that is any trouble for you. But you say here in your word, you are a stronghold in the day of trouble. It's trouble for us, but for you, it's no trouble at all. For nothing is too hard for you. And Lord, you know everyone who is trusting in you. We cling to you today. We cast our cares upon you. We lay our all at your feet and at your altar. We come boldly to the throne of grace so that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. We trust your word and we rely on your word, and we thank you for complete victory in the case presently before us. In Jesus' name, thank you for causing this mountain to be removed and to be cast into the depths of the sea. Thank you for causing this valley to be exalted. Thank you for causing this desert to blossom as a rose. Thank you for causing this dry place to spring forth springs of living water. Nothing is too hard. Thank you for the change you are bringing about in our situation, in our home, in our life, in our thinking, in our ambitions. Lord, those in need, we thank you for supplying this and every need, for you did say you will supply all our need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We declare that the work is done in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise you for victory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen.